from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news.
News first, the headlines. Police urge e-travelers to call 110 if problems come up on the road. And Jakarta designates 16 new cultural heritage objects. Here is the complete details. Deputy Chief of the National Police Commissioner General Dedi Prasetyo urged it homecoming travelers to contact the police hotline at 110 if they experience security disturbances during their journey. In addition, the National Police also operate a short message service SMS blast system. Through this technology, travelers will receive the latest information on traffic conditions via SMS. From the monitoring, he added that outbound traffic from Jakarta was running very smoothly, although there has been an increase in the number of vehicles. Apart from traffic conditions, he said that public security and order also remain conducive. The Jakarta provincial government has designated 16 new cultural heritage objects through gubernatorial decrees issued in 2025, consisting of 13 buildings, 2 structures, and 1 cultural item. Muhammad Miftahullah Tamari on Saturday that the decrees were issued following assessments conducted by a team of provincial cultural heritage experts who evaluated objects with historical, scientific, educational, religious, and cultural significance. According to Tamari, the selected sites represent important milestones in the capital's historical development and contribute to strengthening public awareness of cultural heritage. Next news is coming from World Sleep Day 2026 that emphasizes good quality sleep as fundamental to health as nutrition and exercise, as it supports physical health, emotional balance, productivity, and reduce mortality risk among adults and elderly. Ministry's Director for Vulnerable Group Health Services Imran Pambudi said on Saturday that this year's theme, Sleep Well, Live Better, carries an important message for people, particularly those living in cities whose circadian rhythms are often disrupted by work patterns and light pollution. He stressed that sleep allows body to restore function by consolidating memory, removing toxin, and maintaining mood. Acute sleep deprivation reduces cognitive capability, reaction time, and short-term memory, while chronic lack of sleep increases risk of obesity, hypertension, diabetes, and cardiovascular diseases. Let's moving on to our next news, where the Indonesian government officially established the National Council for Primary and Secondary Education to support President Prabowo Subianto's mission of strengthening human resource development. Primary and Secondary Education Minister Abdul Muti on Friday inaugurated members of the council, describing it as the first of its kind in Indonesia. In a statement cited here on Saturday, he noted that the council reflects his ministry's vision of ensuring quality education for all citizens, consistent with one of the president's 8 primary missions, collectively known as ASTA Cita. Highlighting ASTA Cita number 4, which emphasizes human resource quality, the minister stressed that his office is determined to strengthen primary and secondary education as the foundation of the national system. Indonesia's Education Ministry and Youth and Sports Ministry have signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen cooperation in school sports development and student character building across primary and secondary education. The agreement aims to synchronize the roles and responsibilities of both ministries in promoting sports programs in schools, while also fostering discipline, teamwork, and other positive values among students. Education Minister Abdul Muti welcomed the partnership and expressed appreciation to Youth and Sports Minister Erick Thohir and his team for their commitment to strengthening collaboration in the sports sector. Through the collaboration, sports development and training programs within educational institutions are expected to become more structured, focused, and sustainable. Jakarta Governor Pramono Anung Wibowo inaugurated the Heirloom Flag Park, a single complex integrating Ayodhya, Langsat, and Leuser parks in South Jakarta on Saturday. In the presence of Indonesia's 5th President, Megawati Soekarnoputri, the governor emphasized that the integration of the 3 parks aims to provide residents with a spacious and comfortable area for both recreation and sports. He also highlighted that the newly opened park features a statue dedicated to Fatmawati, best known for personally sewing the heirloom flag ahead of the independence proclamation. She was also recognized as the mother of Megawati from her marriage to Indonesia's first president, Soekarno. Next news is on Transportation Minister Dudi Purwagandi expressed support for the West Java government's policy to temporarily ban traditional horse-drawn carriages, locally known as Delman or Andong, to anticipate the mobility surge during the Eid al-Fitr homecoming season. Speaking at the Garut Resort Police Headquarters, Purwagandi acknowledged the provincial policy as a measure to ensure safe and smooth travel for homecoming participants passing through West Java. He also praised West Java Governor Dedi Mulyadi for adopting a balanced approach to the matter by providing compensation to Delman and pedicab drivers affected by the restrictions. The minister described the compensation as added value for local residents who earn their livelihoods from the 2 traditional vehicles. The investment management agency Danantara Indonesia announced it had partnered with a Chinese company specializing in investment and environmental protection equipment to operate a waste-to-energy WTE plant in the Greater Bogor region, West Java. Danantara, also recognized as a sovereign wealth fund, appointed Zhejiang Weiming Environment Protection Co. Limited to manage the electricity facility after a comprehensive selection process involving several international corporations. In an official statement received on Saturday, Danantara Chief Investment Officer Pandu Syahrir said the agency had signed a partnership agreement with Zhejiang Weiming as part of efforts to implement an integrated approach to waste management grounded in good governance and high operational standards. Let's moving on to the Cooperatives Minister Ferry Yuliantono highlighted his ministry's support for strengthening mask-based cooperatives as centers for community economic turnover. while inaugurating the Cooperative of the Indonesian Mask Loving Community MCMI at the Sunda Kelapa Mask in Jakarta on Saturday, he emphasized that masks should not only function as places of worship, but also as hubs for community economic empowerment. He underlined in a press release on Sunday that the Ministry of Cooperatives is fully committed to mentoring, coaching, and providing financing access for mask-based cooperatives. Yuliantono expressed hope that MCMI could serve as a model for mask-based cooperatives in other regions following the success of Islamic boarding school-based cooperatives in East Java, which now hold trillions of rupiah in assets. Last but not least, we have news from Indonesia's National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, has unveiled a new nuclear-based sterilization facility to boost food security and strengthen export competitiveness. The High Energy Electron Accelerator, AEET, located at the GA Siwabesi Science and Technology Park in Jakarta, uses advanced electron beam or e-beam technology to sterilize products more efficiently than gamma or X-ray irradiation. Head of BRIN Arif Satria said in a press statement on Sunday, the AEET can sterilize up to 25 tons of products in just 1.5 hours, serving industries from food and health to cosmetics. The facility is expected to enhance food safety, extend shelf life, and support government programs such as improving export quality and ensuring nutritious food supplies. BRIN estimates that collaboration with industry could generate 247 billion rupiahs or equal to $14 million in revenue within 5 years, part of which will contribute to state income. And listener, that was the news.
today's keyword of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. A quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Ki Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. That's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Tak bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu. Seiring jejak kakiku bergetar, aku telah terpagut oleh cintamu. Menelusup hariku dengan harapan, namun kau masih terdiam membisu. Sepenuhnya aku ingin memelukmu, mendekap penuh harapan untuk mencintaimu. Setulusnya aku akan terus menunggu, menanti sebuah jawaban untuk memilikimu. Betapa pilunya rindu menusuk jiwaku, semoga kau tahu isi hatiku. Dan seiring waktu yang terus berputar, aku masih terhanyut dalam mimpiku. Oh, sepenuhnya aku ingin memelukmu, mendekap penuh harapan untuk mencintaimu. Setulusnya aku akan terus menunggu, menanti sebuah jawaban untuk memilikimu. Oh, bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku bisa menyentuh cintamu.
What is this food?
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat rattan from North Sumatra.
What is this food?
This food is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Kolak!
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Jepara is a famous city for its beautiful and natural beaches. The northern and western areas of Jepara are directly bordered by the sea that make these areas have many beaches. One of the good beach attractions in Jepara with Balinese flavor is Bando Beach. Listener, Bondo Beach offers beautiful views and exotic white sand that are soothing to the eyes. This is because the beach is always kept clean, and many pandan trees that grow around the beach add to the beautiful impression. Relaxingly sitting by enjoying the view of the beach while accompanied by the sound of the waves is a calming sensation. The cool beach breeze, white sand, and blue sea water combine in harmony with the beauty of Bondo Jepara Beach. Listener, playing or getting wet in the water is, of course, mandatory when visiting beach tourism. One of the advantages of Bondo Beach is that the waves are calm so that visitors can freely play on the edge of the beach without fear of being swept away by the waves. Playing in the sand at Bondo Beach, which has clean and fine sand, is a favorite among visiting tourists. Besides to increase tourist attraction, the management also provides various interesting photo spots for taking selfies. The appearance of its charm will be even more beautiful when the sun begins to set. The golden orange sky makes the atmosphere even more romantic. After the sunset view is over and day turns to night, you will enjoy the night atmosphere with charming twinkling lights, like seeing thousands of fireflies on Bondo Beach. You can also enjoy the beauty of the night here by camping on the large beach area. Listener, the name of Bondo Beach, which is located in Bondo Village, Bang Sri, sub-district Jepara Regency, Central Java, is taken from the location of the village called Bondo Village. For those who want to visit Bondo Jepara Beach, is open every day for 24 hours. The road to Bondo Beach is also good enough so that visitors can come by motorcycles or car rental services. If you are in Indonesia and in the city of Jepara, please look for the right time to get rid of your busy life by relaxing at Bondo Beach, Jepara. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. We'll see you tomorrow again. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
To realize equal access to education and produce world-class future leaders, especially in science and technology, the Indonesian government through the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology is running Sekolah Garuda or Garuda School at the senior high level. According to the Indonesian Vice Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Professor Stella Christy, PhD, this program is open for any high-achieving students, regardless of their economic background, regardless of where they live in Indonesia.
The first thing that we are addressing is that problem, that in Indonesia, we do not have equal opportunities. We do not have equal access for the best educations. And Sekolah Garuda, first and foremost, is addressing that. In addressing this, Sekolah Garuda really stands out from any other top schools that are in Indonesia, for any other quality, high-quality schools at Indonesia, because it's giving access. So to do this, Sekolah Garuda is actually going to give scholarships for at least 80% of the students. So those students who are actually have very, very good academic achievements, but they come from family who cannot afford. They come from families who cannot afford to go to the best schools. Now they will be able to do that in Sekolah Garuda. Secondly, Sekolah Garuda is really put of the second pillar of Sekolah Garuda is that we are actually really creating the new leaders of Indonesia. And what kind of new leaders that we want? Clearly, we want the new leaders who are able to compete internationally, to compete in the world, who are at ease speaking in international capacity, just like our president right now. At the same time, we need to have leaders who are very attuned to the diversity of Indonesia, are able to have empathy about the Indonesian, what makes Indonesia today, of the difficulties and all the challenges of Indonesia, as well as of the successes and being of Indonesia. And in order to do that, we are creating a third pillar of the Garuda High School, mm-hmm. is that not only the school has to excel academically, but the students will be required to really give back to the communities around them. So Garuda High School is very special. It's not an exclusive high school. It's a high school that is very inclusive, and yet it's a high school that's also very special.
You can listen and watch more on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesian.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Magic words. Hi VOI listener, today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go, Indonesian magic words. Tolong, please. Terima kasih. Thank you. Sama-sama. You're welcome. Permisi. Excuse me. Maaf. Sorry. Bolehkah saya? May I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Close the door, please. Permisi. Boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Liodra. Liodra Margareta Ginting, better known as Liodra, is an Indonesian singer and actress from Medan, North Sumatra, who was born on June 21, 2030. Liodra began her career as a professional singer after winning a talent search event on a national private television station in 2020. In 2024, the Indonesian maestro of romantic songs, Yofi Widianto, invites Liodra to collaborate in covering the song Terlalu Cinta, or So In Love. The song composed by Yofi Widianto was first released in 2006 and became a hit by Rosa. Now Yofi chooses Liodra to cover it because Liodra's voice character fits the song. This love-themed song with a pop ballad feel tells the story of feelings of sadness because of unrequited love. The lyrics convey a sense of despair and sadness because she cannot have the person she loves. Well, listener, here is the version of Terlalu Cinta by Liodra and Yofi Widianto.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu. Tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah sungguh. ingat lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku?
Voice of Indonesia.
Hati ini tak mungkin, jiwa ini tak mungkin bertahan lagi pada setiap perlakuanmu kepadaku. Satu mintaku agar kau cintaiku sepenuh hati seperti aku mencintai dirimu. Sudah cukup untuk selamanya diriku dipermainkan dirimu, aku tak mau. Manismu untuk diriku, mencintaiku sepenuh hatimu, sepenuh jiwamu.
Kau takkan pernah bisa mengerti apa yang selalu ada di benakku, karena tak pernah kau coba untuk mengerti.
Sudah cukup untuk selamanya diriku dipermainkan dirimu, aku tak mau lagi.
Sudah cukup beribu ku curahkan, tapi tak sedikit hatimu kau tuangkan. Buat diriku janjimu kau lupakan, untuk dirimu semua pasti ku utamakan.
Yo lady, you drive me crazy. Hey baby, I need you lady.
tapi tak mungkin dirimu kembali. Cintai diriku seperti
baby, baby, cukuplah sudah antara aku dengan dirimu.
Oh, karena aku tak mungkin bisa membuat dirimu mengerti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tiga puluh menit kita di sini tanpa suara, dan aku resah harus menunggu lama kata darimu.
Mungkin butuh kursus merangkai kata untuk bicara, dan aku benci harus jujur padamu tentang semua ini. Jam dinding pun tertawa karena ku hanya diam dan membeso, ingin ku maki diriku sendiri yang tak berkutik di depanmu. Ada yang sayang padamu, aku sayang padamu. Mungkin Sabtu nanti ku ungkap semua dan aku berharap
sayang padamu. Aku sayang padamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dalam sebuah cinta terdapat bahasa yang mengalun indah, mengisi jiwa, merindukan kisah kita berdua yang tak pernah bisa akan terlupa bila rindu ini masih milik. Hadirkan sebuah tanya untukmu, harus berapa lama aku menunggumu, aku menunggumu. Di dalam masa indah saat bersamamu yang tak pernah bisa akan terlupa, pandangan matanya menghancurkan jiwa dengan segenap cinta. Aku bertanya bila rindu ini masih milikmu, hadirkan sebuah tanya untukmu, harus berapa lama aku menunggumu, aku menunggu. Hatiku menunggu, dalam mulaku menunggu, aku masih menunggu. Bila rindu ini masih milikmu, ku hadirkan semua tanya untukmu, harus berapa lama aku menunggu. Aku menunggu, aku menunggu, hatiku menunggu, dalam lelahku menunggu, dalam hatiku menunggu, dalam lelahku menunggu, dalam tangisku menunggu, dalam sepiku menunggu, dalam hatiku menunggu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Tahukah lagu yang kau suka? maka kesejukan yang kau rasa. Coba keluar di terik siang, ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa, maka kehangatan yang kau rasa.
Itu